I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We deal in reality, so let's start today with a story about reality TV. Russia might have its next star of the genre, and it's none other than President Vladimir Putin. The hour-long show is called Moscow, Kremlin, Putin. It launched on Russian state TV over the weekend, and it's supposed to give viewers a weekly glimpse into the life of Putin. That's a clip from the trailer which shows off Putin's athleticism, his love of hiking through the wilderness, and his love for people in general. Then there's this joke from Putin's press secretary about the president's safety while hiking. If some bears see Putin, they aren't idiots. They will behave themselves properly. Amy Ferris-Rotman is a Moscow correspondent for The Washington Post. I asked her what she thought of the first episode.
Well, I must say, as reality TV shows, it's not particularly gripping. There doesn't seem to be much of a narrative. But of course, we have to admit it, most people in the world are interested in Vladimir Putin. And the show promises to show us all sorts of behind-the-scenes footage. Some of it felt like the news and kind of seeing Putin out and about and his activities. But the parts from his holiday, his vacation last month in Siberia, never seen before footage, that was actually pretty fun.
So let me get this straight. There's commentary running while we watch Putin going about his life?
There is indeed some commentary. The commentary is by Vladimir Solovyov, who is one of the chief propagandists, if you can call him that, of the Kremlin state media machine. He's the one who oversees the episode and he narrates part of it with this kind of loud, booming voice. I mean, it is so bizarre. It opens with him saying, "What will Putin do with the wild berries?" And I mean, he's in Siberia. He's all alone. He's picking up these kind of berries. He's foraging for all sorts of things. There are also kind of strange clips when the show interviews the people around him, and they're talking about Putin as if we've never heard of him before. Huh. We also saw clips of his Siberian adventures when he's in the sunshine with the defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, and they're sitting there and Putin says, "Oh, doesn't the sun warm you up well?" And then the defense minister kind of gives this slightly almost nervous laugh. So there are certainly bits of it which are worth watching, which are amusing, put it that way.
How are Russians reacting to this new show?
So, of course, the state media has been all over it and praising it.
Well, they're producing it, aren't they?
Exactly. They are producing it, but the government has claimed, of course, they have absolutely no role in it. We have seen a few comments from some of the independent media. We have a very famous satirist, Viktor Shenderovich, who's also a fierce Putin critic, come out in the New Times magazine and say with very tongue-in-cheek, "Oh, Putin has given us the true gift of nature." So it's been mocked in some circles. But of course, as with everything with Putin, you can't be overly critical.
I'm guessing state media doesn't run focus groups. Do you think Russians want to go this deep into Putin's life, like his berry-picking habits and all that?
You know what? I think a lot do. I think there's just endless interest in Vladimir Putin, especially his so-called personal life. Almost nothing is known about his personal life. At least nothing is published about it. It's a big secret. And even though this holiday, his berry picking and his kind of musings on life out in the wild is fairly staged, it is still, I think, interesting for a lot of Russians to see what he's up to. I do think it's important to stress that the timing of this show came out when his ratings are at their lowest in almost 5 years.
You think there's a bit of public relations going on here as well?
Yes, tens of thousands of Russians have already said they're going to protest Putin's very unpopular pension reform this Sunday. So the fact that this came out exactly 1 week before, making him look extremely good amid all these low ratings, I think it's not just a coincidence.
Amy, would you go so far as to say that this Putin reality show kind of mirrors Soviet-era propaganda, like TV programming under Brezhnev in the 70s?
Absolutely. There was someone saying yesterday, also from the independent media, about the personality cult that was achieved under Joseph Stalin, and now it looks like we've properly come full circle. Making the leader look invincible, strong, brave, in touch with his people, and a sort of grandfather to all Russians.
Yeah, on the other hand, this is 2018 and people the world over know about TV production values. Could this backfire on Putin and make him look cheesy and out of touch?
It could. I must say that everyone here was quite surprised that this was even being produced. I mean, Putin is also seen as a very serious man. He's a man who only goes on television when he wants to. And this is a departure from the usual way of seeing him. And I'd like to see what happens with it. We'll wait for the next installment next Sunday.
Well, if he's learning from Donald Trump, he's going about it in reverse order, political leader first, reality show second. Do Russians, though, look at Trump and now think that all leaders should have a reality show at some point in their careers?
That might be the case. I think it's interesting that 2 years ago, the leader of Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov, actually did have a reality TV show, which was a complete spin-off from Donald Trump's The Apprentice. He completely copied it. And actually, quite surprisingly, that was very well received. I mean, it was mocked, of course, in more liberal circles, but it actually, I think, boosted his popularity in a very genuine way.
As far as Putin's reality show, once again, we're talking about Putin and Russia. What are we missing here? Like, what is the really critically acclaimed TV show that we're not talking about?
Well, there are a couple shows which are going to begin again in a couple weeks' time. There are several versions of The Americans, which the Russians have come up with, which have been enormously successful here. And in the reverse of the actual show, The Americans, they involve American spies who are turned and end up working for the Russians in Russia. Those shows actually have a huge fan base with Russians across the whole spectrum of society, and we'll be seeing fresh installments soon.
Wow. That's what I want to see. I'll take a look at Moscow, Kremlin, Putin, but then I want to watch that Americans thing.
It's brilliant.
Amy Ferris-Rotman, a Moscow correspondent for The Washington Post, speaking with us from Moscow. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you so much.